Record. Okay. So it is January the 26th, 2015, which is a Monday, and I am on the phone with my brother, Mr. Tech. How are you?
I am doing good, although I have had the heck of the day.
Now, you were telling me about how you just pulled something out of your tuchus. What was it?
Yes. I can't even describe this in a non-nerdy way. In other words, there are magical things called VLANs that split up networks in the background without you even knowing they're there. And under most systems, you need to just say who the IT helper is, and that's the guy that hands out the addresses like they're candy.
Aww.
From an unmarked white van on the side street to little children. But in this case, apparently a certain model of Cisco switch doesn't have that. And so the device that fell out of the network that I was trying to replace without an actual replacement, I didn't have the parts I needed. So, and it doesn't even exist in this setup. So I accidentally flattened the network that had four VLANs.
Okay. Well, I don't know what most of that meant, but I know that accidentally flattening stuff is bad. So
no, it's actually a good thing when you only have like 20 computers in the entire network, and the whole reason it had multiple VLANs is the guy who I'm following behind is used to setting up universities and, not 10 computer, 20 computer networks. So, yeah, it was an overkill for what needed to be there. Flat actually works in this case.
Flat
is beautiful. Don't let anybody tell you any different, sister.
Well, being flat is not the problem I have at the moment. I'm losing weight. Okay. Let's talk news. Let's talk news. Have you been following the news?
Oh man, yes, I've been. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you what the real news isn't. The real news is not the flight change.
Yeah, I know. Were they using unfilled footballs? It's like, okay. Do you know that Boko Haram was using unsharpened machetes with the last 8,000 people they just killed? No? No, you didn't know that?
You weren't
following the news?
Yeah, real news has the word Boko in it somewhere.
Yeah, I am so glad that that people are starting to notice the insane hypocrisy and the fact that all last year it was, Boko Haram, they kidnapped girls. We need to, you hashtag there. And it's like, yeah, okay, all right, sure, you know, that's bad. Hopefully a hashtag, somebody with a gun is going to read it and go kill Boko Haram people, right?
I don't know about that.
So then, now this year, when Boko Haram is super villain, like they did super villain stuff, burned down communities, they did a 9/11 body count terrorist attack, but with no tall buildings, just going from little town to little town, lighting them on fire all along the border of Nigeria, Cameroon, then over to Chad, and people are just like,
talk about that.
Footballs.
Yeah, it's absolutely enraging because it's like, you know, they're in the grand scheme of things, even though there's a lot of money changing hands because of the Super Bowl, in the end, it's a bunch of grown men, you know, running around with a pigskin.
Yeah.
Which is probably synthetic nowadays. I haven't even looked that up. But,
yeah,
you know,
so
whereas
not, it's kosher now.
The same body count that we lost during 9/11, just dead overnight from guys. And, you know, the fact that they used a 10-year-old girl to blow up stuff. I mean, I have a 10-year-old daughter, so that just enrages me beyond rational thought there.
As well it should. Yeah. Everybody should be PO'd about this.
My kid thinks that Portal 2 is a violent game because I showed her so well, you know?
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
My kids seem, you know, nothing more than, say, Tetris and Mario Kart, or, you know, I can't imagine a world where, you know, she would be blown up for anybody's cause.
Yeah, it's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. Horrifying nightmare planet that that we live on in some parts of our world. And, yeah, it's aggravating that we looked at that part of the world a lot last year. We followed them fighting Ebola in Nigeria. We were like, hey, they fought Ebola better than we did. And they're doing better with their airport security than we are. And we were really looking at them as our peers and equals when it came to fighting Ebola. And then for some reason, we're not talking about this story. We're not talking about Nigeria when they are dealing with their biggest terrorist attack ever.
Hey, and therein lies my critique of slacktivism, you know, where you've got people sitting, you know, on a keyboard or even texting, you know, if you text Twitter, have it dump your message up to Twitter. You know, the real problem is awareness. That's all you're doing there is generating awareness. Really what you need to do is you need political pressure. And some of that can come through awareness. Some of it is, the main thing, especially if you're talking like a disaster, like Haiti, when they had the earthquake in 2009, everybody was, you know, changing their icons to have the Haitian flag. And I still have mine with the Haitian flag because, you know, our family has a special tie to Haiti. Like, that's still in Haiti right now.
Right. Oh, no, he's not back in the country yet, but he's back. He's in Miami. He's on his way back.
Yeah, oh, good. You know, so my thing has always been, if I'm going to use a hashtag, I'm going to donate at least $20 to that cause. You know, and I also, though, spend a little bit of time researching what the heck, you know, I don't knee-jerk re-hashtag stuff. Because I want to make sure that I'm not, you know, doing the Coney 2012.
What was that? The only American I know that did something to fight Coney was Sam Childers, who actually like went over there and fought Coney.
I mean, but
with
by
a gun.
The Coney thing hit the mainstream attention, it was basically over there.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's where I'd rather. So, you know, if you're going to do the next big tragedy, there's going to be a tsunami. There's going to be a volcano explosion. There's going to be a meteor strike. There's going to be something. And the key thing is, you know, everybody can say, say it hits Mozambique. You know, it'll be Mozambique relief or something like that. And they'll be tweeting that. It does nothing. What actually does something is, you know, say, you know, donating to Doctors Without Borders or Salvation Army.
Or Red Cross International.
Red Cross International. Yeah. With the Red Crescent, you know, for the Muslim folks. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's very frustrating, and... you've got a good point. We need to go about this stuff with logical steps to being like, okay, well, what are we going to do about this? I kind of want to maybe start a papering campaign, you know, writing congressmen, emailing congressmen and stuff to possibly address this. A destabilizing factor in all of West Africa right now is terrorism, and they're not talking about it. And, yeah. You know, like I said, is it because it's politically incorrect, you know, because it's Muslim terrorists, it's black Muslim terrorists. Is it politically incorrect to talk about that?
The core of the problem is it is the news. It's the fatigue. I mean, Bill Cosby being accused of rape cured Ebola in the U.S. as soon as we all started talking about Bill Cosby, all the Ebola that was wall-to-wall coverage, you know, we still were under what?
Well, the fake civil rights riots, that's what cured Ebola. Because even though there was no civil rights infringed upon, and I know a lot of people were shocked by that, Turns out you're actually not allowed to walk down the middle of the road. Like, if you're not a car, you don't walk down. So no one's civil rights were infringed upon by a police officer telling people not to walk down the middle of the road. And that's, of course, what started
that story was solved by Ebola. You know?
By calling that story a story about civil rights and starting civil rights riots, they completely distracted everyone from Ebola. Mike Brown's death cured Ebola.
Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. And that's the problem with the news. It's not news. I mean, it's only news because it's been hyped up. Jody Arias, the chick who shot her Mormon boyfriend. That's not news. But it's covered 24/7 on headline news because, she doesn't look like what you think. Oh, this is, clearly a serious killer.
It is news then because what you don't realize is there's Jody Arias's all over the place who are just ready to jump out and shoot you. And you need to be aware of this.
So, there are real things out there. And the interesting things, I think we need to have, we're actually having two layers of news now, because news is reactionary. If you read Reddit, whatever is on the front page of Reddit today will be on the news tomorrow. There's reporting is dead. There's a brilliant picture on Reddit the other day where a girl is standing there with a microphone and a selfie stick with the news logo on the microphone. That's now a reporter. The whole concept of a cameraman and a sound man and a news truck are gone. All they need is a Wi-Fi network.
Right.
Reporters are gone. Long live reporting.
Yeah, well,
everybody's a reporter.
Let's freaking
hope
so.
As long as they hold the damn phone sideways.
Yeah, stop holding your phone upright when you record. We're all with Daniel Tosh in this campaign. Daniel Tosh is in us. We all hate when people record holding your phone. Just hold it like as if it is a camera. It's long ways, okay? Like horizontal, like widescreen. You have a widescreen camera that shoots HD video, and you're gonna hold it on the side because you're an idiot, I guess. What word am I looking for here? I was gonna say jackass, but no, I feel like they're doing it on purpose, but they don't realize it's stupid. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
What? I know what it is. They're like, when they're watching the video back in on that device, like, oh, look, it fills the screen. And the kind of cool thing is you have a profile shot. You get a nice long shot of whatever you are looking at if you're zoomed in on it. Like if you have a person standing there. We are long ways, not wide ways, not width ways. So, I see the logic behind it. It's somebody who's not looking at the big picture, because everybody learns that lesson pretty quick once they try to send it to grandma. Grandma's like, how did I saw the corner of the screen?
I can't see the sides.
Exactly.
Now, we do have some good news in fight against Muslim extremism around the world. Some other extreme Muslims, and I don't mean extreme as an extremist. I mean extreme as in badass. The Kurds. Long live the Kurds. The Kurds pushed the Islamic State out of Kobani after a four-month battle. Hua, Kurdistan! Hua! Pretty psyched about that.
That's actually a very short war for their area.
Well, I mean, it's not the war. It's literally just like a battle of the war.
About the Islamic State part. I mean, okay, I understand you got Kurds and they're in their own area. This is their home. Are the ISIS people, where is their home? Where are they? Are they colonizing as they are invading?
Islamic State is yeah, Islamic State is making the point that everywhere is Islamic State's home, because everywhere should be the Islamic State, the caliphate of Islam. That's what they're saying. That's the point of their little shenanigans.
I'm saying when they show up for their kids' soccer games, where are their kids' soccer games being held?
That would be in the Arab areas of Iraq and Syria. So in the Sunni Arab areas of Iraq and Syria, and the Kurds, a lot of people don't know this, but the Kurds, it's actually like the Native Americans, what we have reservations around America. They have little areas where the Kurds live over there, and the Kurds are the ancient Caucasian people of those mountain areas. So, are you confused? That's right. The natives over there are white people, and they're in little towns and shoved into little areas because the Arabs took over, and the Arabs are really racist. So, that's kind of how that works. So, I'm sure there's a little bit of racism on either side. I mean, for God's sakes, I've read the Shahnameh, which is basically like anti-Arab racist propaganda.